guest today on Piano Jazz is guitarist-composer Bill Frisell. It's easy to understand why everyone loves him. His music mixes jazz and blues with rock and country. It's all very tuneful, and it's a lot of fun to listen to. Hello, Bill.
Hi, Marian. Thank you so much for having me here.
Oh, I'm thrilled. This will be a new experience. I don't often play with guitar players, and I sort of feel I've got to be very careful where I go. So I thought it might be good to have you start with a solo, if you wouldn't mind.
Sure. I'll give it a try.
What do you think you'd feel like doing?
Well, I was thinking about actually one of the songs from my childhood when I used to watch the Walt Disney show on television. There was Jiminy Cricket would sing When You Wish Upon a Star.
Oh, that's such a good song. It goes back years, but it's still here.
Yeah.
I just a few years ago made a recording with Jimmy. Vic Dickinson was on the date, and he played that song in his own jazzy way. Well, I'm dying to hear you play, so go ahead.
Thanks.
This wonderful tune by Hank Williams, I'm So Lonesome I Could Cry. I'm dying to hear you play that one.
This is one maybe in the last few years I came to revisit Hank Williams. Growing up in Denver when I was a kid, I sort of tried to avoid any kind of country music. You know, I was trying to be like a hip jazz person, and I didn't want to know anything about it.
Oh, that's funny.
So, but later on, I guess, I don't know when I started to open my mind a little bit to some of these other things, and I just discovered him probably in the last 20 years or so, and I've just grown to love his music so much, and that's probably one of his most famous songs.
You're not going to sing it as well.
No way I'm going to sing it. But I love that song.
Well, please play it for me.
All right, I'll give it a try.
Obviously, have become sort of open to all kinds of music. Do you do some rock tunes?
Some, yeah. You know, I just try to be true to the experience I've had, you know, growing up in the, I was born in 1951, so, you know, that's kind of when the beginning of rock and roll, and the music that I listened to as a kid was the Beatles and the Beach Boys and the Rolling Stones. And
I was going to say, could you go and sit in with the Rolling Stones?
Well, I don't, actually got to play a little bit with Charlie Watts, the drummer.
We had Charlie Watts on the show.
He's a total jazz.
He is, isn't he?
He knows every little detail about everything.
I know, amazing. Charlie is funny, as I'm sure you know.
Yeah, I met him, and in within about 30 seconds, we were talking about Charlie Parker and all that stuff. And
I can imagine. So Charlie Parker's one of your favorites.
Yeah, I mean, later on, you know, then I had listened to all that kind of rock and then blues and rhythm and blues. And I think Wes Montgomery was maybe the moment, there was like in the late 60s where I heard him, and that made this little bridge between the popular music that I was hearing and then kind of opened these floodgates to all the jazz music. And then I met this teacher, Dale Bruning.
Yeah, how did you meet him?
After I heard Wes Montgomery, I really wanted to find out what that music was all about, and started asking around town, and someone told me there's this great guitar player in Denver then. So I was lucky enough to meet him. I guess it was just my last year in high school. And
was he well known as a guitarist?
He was from Philadelphia. He studied with Dennis Sandoli, and he's one of those guys. I think he'd probably be a lot more known if he had stayed on the East Coast and done the usual hustling that you do. But he sort of made the choice to move out to Colorado, and so he didn't do that much recording or anything. But he's just such an incredible.
That was a really nice record that you made.
Yeah, it was nice to get to actually record with him after, you know, years later to do that.
What kind of things did he teach you about the guitar?
Well, of course it was about the guitar, but just, I had never heard of Charlie Parker, or maybe I'd sort of heard of Miles Davis, but all those people, he was the one that opened the door to that. And he introduced me also to Jim Hall, which was a...
Oh, yeah.
And then I came to New York and took some lessons with Jim. And Jim has also been one of those great teacher inspiration people for me.
He's a terrific player, too.
Yeah.
So, well, you've been so deep into music. Did you, as you're going along, did you compose some pieces? Did you get into that?
I guess it was much later. Like, even when I was in school at Berkeley in Boston, we would write things, but it never felt like it was really my own. Something about it being for the school or for the class, I never felt like I really was writing anything. I think it was after that, after I got out of school and was more on my own, I started to try to write some.
I'd like love to said, hear one.
I'll
Can you play one?
Yeah, there's a song. It's actually probably one of the first songs I wrote, called Strange Meeting. That,
what a nice title.
I don't know where that came from either. I can never think of titles for the tunes, and I was reading some
book.
When
you thought of
something.
One then,
yeah,
that's just a good one. I would love to hear the tune. Okay. How about playing
right.
that one?
Okay, great. Thank you.
To hear the full Piano Jazz broadcast, tune in next week to your NPR station. Log on to pianojazz.org to find a station in your area. Piano Jazz is a production of South Carolina ETV and Radio. Support for Piano Jazz comes from Fazioli Pianos, the Friends of Piano Jazz, and NPR.